Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me. Whoa, whoa, and whoa. Finish well, part four. So if you did not get a chance to listen to the other ones, do me a favor. Make sure you go online at touchfromabove.org. They're uploaded so that you can listen to them. You can download them. You can share them with your friends. I was going to say you can copy them to a CD, but forget it. You can't even get a CD anymore. So chalk that one out. My goodness, just as soon as you learn something, they change it. My word. Well, you know, the Apostle Paul has shared over and over, and Jesus as well in his word, about finishing well, finishing well, finishing well, finishing well. How important it is. You know, when I think about how God speaks so much to our hearts and how he tells us that, you know, I think in our natural, let me just kind of hold on here for a minute. In our natural, we don't think about dying. Honestly, we really don't. We think, all right, see you later. All right, bye. And so we take off in our day and we just get going. And we don't think that today may be my last day. You don't think about, oh my gosh, that car ran a stoplight. A dear friend of mine who supports our ministry, he is an amazing man. His name is Bill. He had a trip down to Florida. We pray for him all the time. And he was in Florida, and he originally lived in San Diego, and then he moved to Las Vegas, and he has a really nice house, his wife and his kiddos there. But his job takes him traveling. He goes into Africa. He's gone into the Middle East. He's gone because he works for big companies for government. And anyway, I don't want to go into all the details. So anyway, he's in Florida and he is leaving his meeting. He had a great big meeting and he stops at the stoplight and he goes to take off. And sure enough, a drunk driver out of control, bam, sideswipes him completely. And all of a sudden, his truck is a big truck. All of a sudden, his car is turned over. He can't move. He's immobile. He makes contact with his wife in Las Vegas. His wife calls us, says, you got to pray for Bill. He's been in a terrible accident. Sure enough, You know, Bill said, you know, I felt like life was and death was right before me. And you can understand that because here he was one day, this man is tall, he's 6'3", you know, strong, you know, very entrepreneur man, you know, businessman, stands up in a meeting, talks to top generals, has no problem. Suddenly he's immobile. He can't move. His neck is in a brace. His feet is damaged. His ankle, his leg, his back. He can't, he's completely down and in the hospital. So we're praying for him, praying for him. But you see, you don't ever think that in one moment of time, one moment, you could breathe your last breath. You know, I tell people we are only one breath away from eternity. One breath. You know, the Bible tells us very clearly that our life is but a vapor. You know, you don't know or have a guarantee that you're going to live to 100 years old. I've done funerals for 18-year-olds. I've done funerals for 5-year-olds. I've done funerals for babies. I've done funerals for seniors. You know, friends, 30, 39, 18, 45. You know, in my mind, I'm suddenly seeing all of them come before my mind. Our life is but a vapor. And the thing that we have to remember is that we have to finish well, whether you're going to finish well at the age of 20 or whether you're going to finish well at the age of 40, 60, 80, 100, or 120. We've got to finish this race well. And the Bible tells us that the devil is full of deceitfulness and he always tries to distract. But I like where the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Corinthian church. And he says these words in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, reading in verse 19. Though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without the law, as without the law, not being without the law toward God, but under the law towards Christ. That I might win those who are without the law. To the weak I became weak, and that I might win the weak, and I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker of it with you. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. But they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Whoa. Don't tell me once you're saved, you're always saved. Why did Paul say that to the church in Corinth? He's telling you and I that we have a race to run. And he gives us the rules in order for us to obtain the crown that is set aside for you and I, a heavenly crown, one that's not perishable, one that is given from God Almighty himself. But I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. How many do you know that are disqualified? I'm going to share with you a story that just breaks my heart. I don't even like to mention his name, but I'm going to mention it anyway. Years ago, when I first got saved, there was a popular Christian singer. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you what. His albums, he sold millions and millions of albums. One of his famous songs was Watch the Lamb, and his name was Ray Bolts. You know, this man sold millions, and he sang church after church, did big concerts. But you know what? you know, it broke my heart years later. I had been saved. I was a new convert. And oh my goodness, I would love his music. Watch the Lamb. I mean, the videos that he did were amazing. But you know what? A little bit later, I think it was almost 10, 15 years later, I read an article that says that he left his wife, his kids, and decided he was going to turn into a homosexual. And so now what he does is now he's a speaker for the homosexual LGBTQ community. You see, he's been disqualified. I'm sorry, but he's been disqualified. Don't sit there and say, how could you judge that? The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, they exchanged the truth for a lie. He exchanged the truth for a lie, and he became disqualified. He chose himself to throw away the doctrine that was once given to him, and then he picked up a lie, and he ended up joining himself with the lies of Satan of sodomy. I'm sorry, but let's just tell it like it is. Well, my Bible tells me that who the Son sets free is free indeed. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, and you have to understand, when God also gave them up to the uncleanliness, I'm sure that God warned him and warned him and warned him to repent. I'm sure that people that were close to him saw something was wrong. I'm sure his wife said, what are you doing? What's wrong? That's not God. What about our kids? You know, the Bible says, be careful of Satan's devices. Do not be ignorant of Satan's devices. You see, you can start off well. I have been saved for 40 some years, and I've seen many, many people start off well, but I've seen many people quit. I've seen many fall by the wayside. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, I'm going to read this to you. He says, professing to be wise, they became fools. Who's he talking to? He's talking about a group of people that once knew the judgment and the righteousness of God. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made by corruptible man, birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanliness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. And they worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up. You see, he ended up, you may not understand this, but unless they repent, God gave them up. You understand that's a judgment where he's in now? For this reason, God gave them up. God gave him up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burned in their lust one for another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. I don't know about you, but that to me is scary. You don't want God to give you over to that wicked, vile corruption. Therefore, God gave them over to a debased mind. Do you know what the word debased means? To live way below to what God has for you. Therefore, God gave them up to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing, are you ready? Who knowing, you see, he knew what was right. Who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. What does he mean by that? Romans says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Our deserving of death not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. You see, he stepped over to disqualification of the race that he was running. He did not finish the race that God had prepared for him. You see, you have to understand that we have a way to run, and that way to run is a narrow path to run on. Jesus said in his own word in Matthew chapter 7, he says, enter by the narrow gate. You see, you got to run through the narrow gate. You know, when you run a race, let me just back it up here. I ran track and field in school. So what if I would have ran that last four times around the track makes it 1 mile, in case you don't know that. What if I would have ran that last lap and almost got to the end and decided to run up the bleachers? And the next runner come up behind me, he ran past the finish line, but I ran up the bleachers. And then I came and said, yay, I won. They would look at me like I was a dummy. They said, no, you didn't pass the finish line. What were you doing running? Yeah, but the bleachers are past, you know, it's almost kind of like the finish line. No, 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 no. You see, you have to understand something. When you and I come into the kingdom of God, oh, the blood of Jesus cleanses us and makes us, oh my goodness, brand new. The blood of Jesus, oh, the redemption, the blood, oh, the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness, what a wonderful joy and victory it is when we come to the altar of repentance and Jesus becomes Lord and Master of our life and he begins to teach us how to live and how to run. Well, his said, enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many, are you ready? Many who go in by it. Do you understand what he's saying there? Broad is the road that leads to destruction. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on the road to destruction. Do you understand how many people this man affected? I'm telling you, listener, I love you with all my heart. Whatever you do, you affect other people. How you live affects others around you. This is why the Apostle Paul said, for though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. Do you understand how important it was for the Apostle Paul? He had a purpose and a mandate from God to reach the lost. He knew the cross was for the lost. He knew that his salvation on that road to Damascus and his testimony was so important that in order for him to make impact, heavenly impact for eternity, was to deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow Jesus with all of his heart, mind, and soul, reaching the Jew, reaching the Gentile, reaching those that were caught in the law, those who were out of the law. He said, you know what, for the gospel's sake, you know, I'm going to preach the word to every single person. And then he says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? You see, you can't receive the prize unless you run according to the rules that God has made for you and I.
I'm not under the law.
I'm not talking about the Jewish law. I'm talking about your Bible. I'm talking about staying on that narrow road, because broad and spacious is a road that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. You see, you've got to be amongst the few. And you know what? There are many false prophets. So now here's this one man who was once a Christian. Christians made him a multimillionaire. And you know what? And today he's a false prophet. And he comes to you in sheep's clothing because now he says it's okay to be gay. Well, it's not. The Bible says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves, and you will know them by their fruits. You see, the fruit of his life is wickedness. The fruit of his life is sodomy. The fruit of his life is sexual immorality. The fruit of his life is rebellion. The fruit of his life is perversion. He left his wife. He left his three kids. Do you understand the consequences of that man on the other side unless he gets on his knees and truly repents and turns away from that wicked lifestyle? I'm telling you what, and maybe you're listening to my program, and maybe don't look at me like that and say, you know what, she sure does sound like she's judging. No, I'm just preaching you the truth. Let me tell you something. I have some people in my church that have been completely free of homosexuality. I have a young gentleman in my church that was bound by 30 years in homosexuality, completely free. I have another young lady who actually was, are you ready for this? She was a lesbian and a preacher in the LGBTQ church. But you know what? Today she's saved, born again, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I have another young man that was also bound up for 18 years, but today he's free. Oh my goodness, do not think that God cannot set you free. I'm telling you what, only the truth will set you free. How do you know when someone is free? By the fruit of their life. You know, the Bible tells you and I that we have to run according to what God has called us to run, and that's the B-I-B-L-E, lest I myself become disqualified. You know, the Bible says that there are many that have gone before us. Hebrews chapter 12, reading in verses 1 and 2, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, who are they? Well, think about those witnesses. King David, who else? The Apostle Paul, Andrew, Stephen, Jesus. I mean, my goodness, they have all gone before us. What about your grandmother who was saved? What about your grandfather that was saved? What about your aunt who was saved? What about a wonderful preacher that you knew? He says, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know what? We have to finish the race well. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, it says, for I am already being poured out. This is the Apostle Paul. He's about ready to be killed, and he continually tells Timothy to be careful, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, Timothy, and the time of my departure, my death is at hand. Timothy, I have fought the good fight. Timothy, I have finished the race. Timothy, I have kept the faith. Timothy, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. You see, you have to understand, the Apostle Paul ran the race, oh my goodness, with his eyes upon the cross of Calvary. What are you running the race for? Is it for your wealth and riches here on earth, or is it for the King of Kings? Oh, are you taking hold of the pearl of great price? Are you running with Jesus with all your heart, mind, and soul? Or are you storing up treasures on this earth where moth and rust and thieves can break in and steal? You see, our life is but a vapor. We are here one moment and gone the next. My husband was killed. He was murdered. One moment he was here, the next moment he was gone. A young man died instantly. One moment, I witnessed to a 12-year-old boy, him and his friend who had run away. And 2 weeks later, he ran out in the road to catch the soccer ball. And a car hit him and killed him instantly. And 2 months later, not even 2 months, a month later, I was at his funeral. Our life is but a vapor. But guess what? He got saved. That little boy had gotten saved. His mother got saved, his father got saved, his little friend got saved, and their parents got saved. And that's a story for another time. Maybe I'll tell you that story in the next one. Our God is good. Pray with me. Don't get off course. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Lord. Oh, Lord, help me stay the course. I'm sorry, Lord. I want to finish well. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my refuge. Be my rock. Be my shield. Forgive me of my sins. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you said that prayer, I want you to do me a favor. I need to hear from you. You know, you're listening to my program, whether you're in Augusta, Georgia, whether you're in Pensacola, Florida, wherever you're listening to my program, I'm going to do something. There are 16 major cities that I'm preaching in, Texas, wherever, Philadelphia, Wilmington, Delaware. I'm going to do you a favor. You call this number and you tell me, or email me, go to my website at touchfromabove.org, write your name, tell me where you're from, you're listening, put me your address, and I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to surprise you. But I want to hear from you from all the different places. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana, and I thank you so much. Don't forget, touchfromabove.org. God bless you. We're a listener-supported program. Thank you for your gift. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org.
A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer. Large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.
If anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.